So how are we going to do this?
A and B.
Okay, we're going A and B. Excellent. All right, so what we're going to do here, that A, it's kind of like I'm doing an outlining method, kind of-ish, I guess you could say. But what I'm going to do here, I'm going to put A and establish this to say first. Now, this is going to all be up to you, what ideas you have in your mind. Going back to what you had said before, I took some notes. The thing is, you said parents, I think you said good university, then you said example, lots of children. You jump back and forth very quickly, although that's not too bad. I'm not saying that that's not, I'm not saying that that's really bad, but I'm saying that maybe we could stay on one topic or speak about your life. What do you think, Estefi? Can we speak about your life? What's the first thing that came to mind? Because it felt like it was hard for you to get your ideas out because you were trying to invent ideas. I don't want you to invent. I want you to speak about personal experience. So what do you think? What's okay. What's your first?
I
after
have
first,
to,
what are you going to say?
I have to focus in, for example, in the in one paragraph, talking about the young people when they go to the universities, good universities.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to show a contrast. Okay. So when young people, okay, I got you. I know what you mean. First, young.
When I'm talking about the parents, if the parents have enough money to send the young people to go a good university.
Okay, I see what you mean. Now, I just wrote this a little bit different. Okay, I can erase it, no problem. Now, check this out. What you were trying to say is, first, if parents are able to have enough money to send their children to university, okay, what is the result?
They can find better jobs.
Okay. Equals better.
If they have better jobs, that means they will have more high income.
High income. Excellent. Okay, so that's your first. Now, again, there are...
Yeah, but I think it's wrong because maybe I have to start talking about, for example, the kids. When the parents have enough money, the kids can have extracurricular activities. For example, sports lessons, art lessons. So that helps the kids develop more capacities or skills.
Ah, I see what you mean. Okay. Okay, well, it just all depends how you... Okay, so if you say first... Young people who go to university actually have a better opportunity of getting better jobs, thus having higher income. See what I mean? And then after that, we got to figure out what we're going to do next. Now, this is the part where you could potentially get stuck because you're speaking about it very generally rather than giving a very specific example. Now, I just wrote down what you told me. Now, what we could do to emphasize this, we could use B. For example, or for instance. Now, if you want to add on to that idea, you could go to E and just say, okay, also, moreover, furthermore. Okay, the highlighting comes towards the end, or you could even rephrase. A rephrase is like, you know what the fuck did I just say? I don't know what I'm talking about. You could go in other words, and then you could shift the focus to the parents. If you talk about the, of course, students first, or the children first, or the young people first. So this is what I mean by figuring out how we are going to go about establishing that prep method, that point, that reason, that example, and then, of course, or the, what is it, the preference, the reason, the example, and then the final one, right? So what I mean by this is, okay, if you want to say this is a challenging topic, fantastic. It's entirely up to you, okay? Now, me, If I were to start this off, it would be like this, okay? If you go, okay, I definitely, what is it, disagree with idea that, okay, now that's my structure in my head. Now, how am I going to link this together? It's going to be like this. Simply because, and then I'm going to go from there. Now, check this out. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw down that example right there. Okay. And so, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to put for example. And then I'm going to lay my foundation here, and I may not be able to emphasize it completely. So then I may say, in other words, here. Okay. And then I'm going to re-emphasize and reformulate. Okay. And then the last one, above all. And then me, I'm not going to say in conclusion, you can. That's going to be very great cohesive devices. Again, these are the cohesive devices that I'm actually going over right now. Okay. And so if you want to say in conclusion, okay. In conclusion. Okay. Now we're talking about success, and the only way, what is it? The question is, people can only be considered successful if they have power or money. Now, this one, again, if you actually look at it and you look at the billionaires out there just flaunting their money and just acting like animals, you know how it is, okay? That's what people do. But if I were to break this down, it's going to be easier for me to talk about mothers. Mothers are a success because they're able to carry a child in their womb for 9 months. That's a massive success. So that's something that I could definitely highlight. So let's see how I could go about doing this. I wish I had a timer. I'll try downloading a timer after that. But let me put this on right here so you have a good idea of what this is going to look like. Okay, so let me just reset this. I'm going to put this timer right here and let's see what I got. 3, 2, 1. I definitely disagree with the idea that in order for you to be successful, you need to have a lot of money simply because there are parents that have done so much and they are considered to be a success in the world today. For example, a mother who has a child has to carry that child in her womb upwards to 9 months. This is already one of the biggest successes because it's very difficult to do that. In other words, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need a lot of money in order to be a success. It's all about how much of an inspiration and what you do to other people. Above all, you see what I'm doing here? Like, I'm trying to figure now, I'm doing it very differently from what I normally do because this one, obviously, it's a little bit more difficult. But what I did, I have that structure in my head. I definitely disagree with the idea that da, 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 simply because, for example, and I'm like, okay, well, let me talk about mothers. Now, I could have emphasized that a little bit more, and then I could have dropped off the, in other words, I could have dropped off the above all, but I'm just showing you what you could potentially use in terms of using this because me, I'm more of just one big giant example. Okay. Or I could have spoken about my mother. So coming back down here, I could have said, for example, back in 2001, my father officially had left my life and my mother ended up taking care of four children between the teenage years and their adolescence. This had to be one of the most difficult tasks that she had ever done in her life. But as a single parent, each and every last one of us and all of my siblings graduated from not only high school, but from colleges too. And this was all done because my mother was able to hold down the fort and able to inspire us in a way to encourage us to make sure that we stay in school and to get an education. Oh, you see, when I start speaking about a personal example, it's a little bit easier because I see everything here. This is something that I was actually telling one of my students just last night. I was like, you need to see it here so you can speak it here. General examples could be too difficult. See, when I was given a general an example about women in general, it was pretty difficult, huh? I was like, you see what I mean? But then when I started speaking about from when I went to college and my mother, as little as she had, her giving me some spending money and me getting on a plane at about 6 a.m. to go to Arizona in 2006 for college. That was one of the most, but up to that moment, that was one of the most emotional moments of my life. But she did that with so little. That's a success. You see that? So this is what I'm trying to do. Like, what are you going to do in terms of your examples? Are you going to give personal examples or are you going to go general? Because I know you could speak much better and faster and quicker by giving those examples that are more about your life, not generally speaking.